Mirat Hashem, Simin Reish Chof Dalid, and Kufayin Hey, Reish Chof Hey through Reish Lamed, Sans Reish Chof Vov, which will leave for Kitzim Avarach and Mez Hashem Izbach, Abu Aleinu, Zman Abu Aleinu Letirvel, Hayim Katsuram Lachum Ruba. What if questions, please leave for afterwards. If something's not clear, please stop me. What to do. We have till 7? No. We'll try to work it out. Anybody that has to leave, please feel free. At any point. The Mechaber says in Siman Reish Chof Dalet, Sif Aleph, Harei Markulat Hashar Vizk Yochavim, Oyim Erbarach Ta Hashem Lekinu Malach Oilam, Shonatan Erech Hafayim Levi Ritzayna. Mrotam Nesei Shleishim Yeh, Menech Eiz Mevarach, Agav, Inno, Ein Mevarach, Nesei Sabrach, Shrei Ein Megudolim Beinayim, Anu Megudolim Beinayim, Verei Nesem Tamei. Maestro Ramah says we don't make his bracha since we see it all the time. That's the reason why we see it all the time. The mizmanenu that we don't see Markulis all the time, and we don't see Avodah Zarah all the time. The chera hadra dina leduchta, that if a person sees this Markulis, somebody told me it was with a tour guide who wanted to go check something out because it seems that there was a Markulis somewhere. It seems that there are around, but we definitely don't see them every Monday and Thursday. That being the case, the chera, a person should make a bracha on Avodah Zarah. Unless, I was thinking, what's the story with the Shesivari? What's a cross? What halachic status does a cross have? So I saw in the Eitz V'Hadar Mavura, the extended edition, they have on the bottom of their Mitzayin or Amoh in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph in Yerideo that says that a Shesivari has the din of a Tzelem. If you look up the halacha within the Shulchan Aruch, it's not exactly so pashut that he's referring to this. And Stafko, if you look over there, is Stafko referring to one that they bow down to. But we see it all the time. That's something that they do see all the time. If it does have a din of Avodah Zarah, so then whether they do have a din of Avodah Zarah, they don't have a din of Neitzim, have a din of Avodah Zarah or not. But if we reckon that to be considered that's considered Avodah Zarah, then in a Hanami it's something which is still Matzi Bezmanenu, and therefore we won't make the bracha. I haven't ever heard anybody make the bracha. The next bunch of Seifim Beis Gimel Dalid about Rav Mokrimis Baruch Tzol Shenekma Avodah Kachavim. Or Rav Abovel HaRishah, Grave HaRoyes. Interesting that the Mechaber even brings it down. Lachara, these are things that we have no idea where they are. Bechlau. It's not even like Mavar Yerichoy that we know where the Yarden is. We're just not 100% sure. Here we have no idea, Bechlau, where these places are. Rav Mokum Sheyesh B'Bovel Shekol Behem Shetavar Lov Enyachar Lazim Yisham. Lachara, also don't know where that is. It's not really so Negeah LaHalachan. Sif Hei, HaRoy Shishim Ribim Yisrael B'Yachar Emer Baruch HaDashem L'Kinam Elach HaYelom Chacham HaRozim. This is a bracha which is a chur. It's still shach bezmanenu if you have 600,000 people seen together. Now it's a little bit hard to know that you're seeing 600,000 people. How do you know if you're seeing 600,000 people? Besides the fact that it's very hard with mitzvahs to see at once, unless you're high up, you're in a helicopter, you're somewhere that you're able to see everybody together. It says Ben Azay saw Shishim Ribay who is on Bemarlas Harabayis. So he was looking from the highest place, and he's looking down, and he's able to see. But it's very hard to know, Bechlal, that he's seeing 600,000. Usually the police, they tell you, they estimated at somewhere between 200,000 and 400,000 people. So, okay, so now you know it's somewhere between 500,000 and 700,000 people. So you're not going to make a bracha? First over bracha l'hokal. How do you ever know? Maybe the Vard is because it's a Birch HaShvach. So Birch HaShvach, like the Metzadeh by Shechiyanu, the Bach Nemzon La'alach, even though the Pimuvan says La'alach, all the mites, we don't go that way. But the Bach says in the Simen Choftez that since it's a Birch HaShvach, therefore Shechiyanu can make even al-Safik. Maybe there's also such a bracha you can make even al-Safik, even though the Tchuna of the bracha is Chacham HaRozim, is that there's 600,000 people, because that's the Shlimus of all the different days that is Shaykh Bechlal. Not exactly clear. Kimdumani, Lalacha Lamaisa, does it ever happen? I think that by the Atzeres, which is a few years ago, supposedly Baruch Mordechem Shlita made the bracha of Chacham HaRozim. By Rebbe Avadya Zlavaya, they were estimating 850,000 people. So Lachura, if they're estimating 850,000, you could presume that there's at least 600,000 Lachura. Especially if they're trying to tone it down. It probably was more than that. So Lachura, in such a case, Lachura, you'd be able to. You have to know at the time, though. You don't have to see all 600,000. As long as you see a bulk of it and you know that there's that amount of people, Lachura, the person should be able to see, even though the Lashon is Harei Shishim Ribay Miyisrael, it's hard to know exactly how to see that if you're not really on a high place. Sif Vav Harei Chach Miyisrael Mirbarach Da'ashim Lekinu Melech Ha'elam Shecholak Mechachmat Le'Rehav. Who's considered Chach Miyisrael? Do we have this bracha Bizmanenu? Or do we say, like the Magen Avraham was mitzvah, that we don't have Tamid Chachamim's Baneinu, also klapi this Indian? Sometimes we say, Lo'ilam Yasadim Tamid Chacham. Sometimes we say, we don't have Mizmaneinu. When it gets to this bracha, do we reckon that there are Tamid? Is it every Gadol Kefidurai? Or is it no? It's only a certain level of Gadlos. The truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Kamashir Gadloi Batur Lo'in Izbar, Ulechein Nimnon Atami Brachazu. We don't know how big the person has to be, and therefore Nimnon. However, it's Yadua from Kama Vakama Gedolim. Stories, many, many stories of many Gedolim that made the Bracha, that made him the Chazon Ish, that made him the Rav Yashiv. I just saw that the Chibiner, a story from the Chibiner, he wrote a letter to, and it's just an amazing mindset that Rav Gusman came from America. Rav Gusman, Yadua, was on the Beis Din Rav Chaim Meiser when he was like 21 years old. He was extremely young, and he was on Rav Chaim Meiser's Beis Din. He gets to one time that Chibiner, Rav sent a letter to Rav Chaim Meiser about a certain aguno, and he needed a heter. So Chaim Meiser gave it over to Rav Gusman to write a tshuva. Rav Gusman wrote a whole tshuva, and Chaim Meiser read it afterwards. He asked him to send it back to the Chibiner. Gets to 30 years later, Rav Gusman came to Eretz Yisrael after the war, and he met the Chibiner. The Chibiner says, "What's your name?" So he says, "Gusman." So he says, "Are you related? Do you have a father?" Rav Yisrael Gusman was dying by Rav Chaim Meiser. He said, "No." He says, "The uncle?" He says, "No." He said, "Do you know who it was? Who that diamond?" So he had to tell him, "Yeah, that was me." He said, "That was you? 30 years ago?" Stood up and said, "Baruch Adah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Shalom." And they went to either end. The Imamish made a bracha on them. But there's kama v'kama stories that they have. We just had a maisa about 2 or 3 years ago. This is maybe more than that already. 5 years ago that they had a whole kenis in the Tamir. And once again, Baruch Mordechai got up in the middle. And Rav Steinman and Yibodol Chaim Tevim Rav Chaim were there. And he made everybody stand up, and he made belted out. That was and Kim Dumani. I heard from B'Shem Berkowitz that he said anybody that you could basically ask him any question, he could answer you. That you could ask him whatever you want in any Hindi. So that's already together the Cholak Mechamasa, and you can make a bracha L'Churo on Reb Chaim. You know, many people that have made on Reb Chaim Kim Dumani that L'Churo should be able to make a bracha on him. Sif Ches. If Zion is a very chachmi, but umas ha'olam oiv dikachavim, if it would be possible to make on Google, maybe you make the bracha. Nowadays, I don't know who has all these 7 chachmois. Not really clear that anybody does. Never heard of anybody making such a bracha. Lamaisa. Ches. Amachi Yisrael emer baruch Hashem akinu melech ha'olam shechalach mikvoy de liyreya. Amachi umas ha'olam oiv dikachavim emer baruch shenach mikvoy de lebalsu v'adam. What's the story with this bracha? Is manenu? Do we make this bracha? Do we not make this bracha? Yeah. Is there a din malachim? First of all, does it have to be, the pashas mashmoris over here is that there's a covered that cholach me kvoide liyreo. There's a covered that goes that's seen in conjunction with the melech, and that was the Shari Tshuva even brings down. He says lav dafka. Do you have to be able to see the melech himself? If you know he's in the svina and you see the covered, that's enough also. You know that for sure that he's there, then you can make the bracha. Like we find by Rav Sheshet, even though he didn't see him, he was a suma, he was able to make the bracha. So the shaila is bizmanenu. You see the motorcade. The motorcade is not there for his covered. Maybe a little bit, but it's been more there for his safety. There's a little bit there which is yes and no, but it's not that much covered. I don't know how much you have a motorcade. That could be that sometimes there's a kabbalah upon him when the head of the state comes in the airport and they have mamash a whole lineup of guards and 21 shot, you know, gun salutes and all types of that. I think that's only after a person died, and they have your whole kabbalah's pun, and maybe that's the cover. Lamaisa, they don't look like malachim generally. Bizmanenu, generally they have a suit and they don't have the trappings of the covered generally. So it's a shaila whether or not they would make a bracha. I saw that in the Shara Ayin, which is the Sefer on Olberich Zanen, he names on Kipshuti that you don't make a bracha on the president, you don't make a bracha on the... Because Bechlal, it has to be, like the Mishabur maybe brings down, that they have the Echilus Tadan, and there's no one on top of them, there's Manenu, even the president, he could pardon, but Lamaisa, he can't kill anybody just off the cuff, he's got to depend on a lot of people, could impeach him, it's not so simple that he could just do whatever he wants. And therefore, Hinemzon, you don't make a bracha on that. He says also you do not make a bracha on the Queen of England, he says. B'chlal Yikedan, maybe on a queen, there should be, they were in the second of bracha on a Yisho. It seems like the consensus of the Pesachim is that they were. The shaila is, why not on the Queen of England? Befrat, she has the Malchus. She has the real Malchus. She has the changing of the guards has nothing to do with the Queen of England. I mean, maybe it does, because it's outside the palace, Buckingham Palace, but it's really nothing to do with the fact that she's there or she's not there. They have that, but where she goes, there's a Kavan Malchus. And I saw it brought down, and there was a Truva from Shevet Halevi, Chelek Aleph Lamed Hey, he talks about it. He names on Pshutites from Mesha Halberstam. He names on that you do make a bracha on a Malka. From what I understood, the Shaila was on the Queen of England. She's like a queen for 7 years now. So it's been many generations already. I saw it brought down, Dora Malakta brings down a bunch of different Gedolim that did make the bracha on the Queen of England. Gleb Gorvitz made a bracha on her. It sounds like a bunch of places Kim Taka made the bracha on the Queen of England. L'chor, if there's anybody that has the Malchus, she does. Whether she can kill, she can't kill. They bring down, there is a certain island that she's the head of, and over there they talk. She has also that tonight. L'chor, if there's anybody, then that's her, though I also haven't heard people making the bracha. Maybe just in the last 20 years she really hasn't been around too much. So it hasn't been so common. Maybe in the past it was more common. Malchi Yisrael, unfortunately we're in Zeicha. In Mincha Shleima, Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a tshuva about, in Mincha Shleima, about when Mashiach comes. We should be Zeicha, b'mehir b'yameinu, mitzvah Hashem. It's a Zman Mesugul, Shemitah, Shvius, Meitzoi Shvius, Shvius. We should be zeicha. He says, when Mashiach comes, we're going to make a cholak mechach masai, cholak mechoydoi v'bosav adam, and shechiyanu, and chacham arazim. B'ez Hashem Yisbarach. We should be zeicha b'kar.
Real dictators.
Real dictators?
Venezuela, they actually have power.
If there's a real dictator, that you have the... L'chor, there's two tanaim that you have also. You have to have also the dictator l'chor, and also the cover. We'll come that they don't have the cover. The fact that there's a dictator is not so pashit that you can make the bracha.
Morocco?
I don't know. He dresses up in the garb and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's and he can kill anybody off the cuff. Okay. And he probably doesn't go out of his house, so you probably can't see him. But most people that are in that position, you don't go too far. They're too scared. Could be. It's not that it's mufka. It seems like the Paiskim are maskim that there is a shechet, but he has to have all the tanaim, and it's not so common bizmaninu that you have all the tanaim. You also have the kovin, you also have the koyach. It's not so common. We're going to skip to Harei Abotei Yerivdi Kechom Sifir Aleph, Harei Abotei Yerivdi Kechom Yishuv, I'm sorry, Sifir Beis. Harei Kivir Yisraelam, Rebarach Da Hashem Lekeinu Melech Haylam, Asher Yotzer Aschem Adin Mechulu, Alkim Yerivdi Kechom, Arbeboi Shintem. This is a bracha which is very common. Anytime that person goes to Beis HaKfaris, he hasn't been there for 30 days, then he should make the bracha. Most batei kfarim, they have it outside. They have the bracha outside, and you could just maybe not make some leave to wear, but they have the bracha there, and you can make the and one should make the bracha l'cher. Now, when does one make the bracha? Does he make the bracha dafka goes to Beis HaKfaris? Here it sounds like harayah kiver yitzel, which will l'cher mean any time you pass by Beis HaKfaris. You live in Ramat Hashkol and you pass by Sanhedrin. You're in Mishkan Esther and you go to a mincha and you look out the window. You gotta make a bracha. So now, if you live there next to it and you see it every day, so maybe that has different halachas. But the pashtus is that's not the minhag olam. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, yeah, even if you're passing by, you make the bracha. However, that's not the minhag olam. That would mean anybody that goes on Kfish Yerushalayim Tel Aviv and passes by Har Menuchos, anybody goes to the Kreis and passes by Har Zeitzim, he should be making the bracha, and that's not the minhag olam. When is the minhag olam? L'chora, not only that, L'chora, even if you passed by within 30 days, the halacha is if it was nitoisif kvarim, then you make a new bracha. In Har Menuchos, I would guess just about every day, this is probably the Davonenu, Moisif kvarim. And L'chora, there you could say maybe since you're not standing, I saw Rosh Hashanah want the time, only if you're standing, it's nicker, the new kvarim, and you're standing next to it, here you have no idea, there's tens of thousands of kvarim, you have no idea where it is. L'maisa, that's not the minig. The minig is like the Bachachi says, and Eshel Avrami Bachachi says that it's only when you go to Mevaker in a Beis HaKfaris. The person that goes to the Beis HaKfaris, that's when they're noig to be Mevarech. The Shal is what happens when a person goes for Levaya. So the Oinin, you can't make the bracha then, so they don't make the bracha. However, what's with everybody else? What's with all the Malavim? Do they make the bracha, or do they not make the bracha? The Gesher Chaim says that they're not noig to be Mevarech by Levaya. Shem Zalman says, not bar. And he says that on the way in, so the Malavim shouldn't be Mavarech, because they're Eisig B'mitzvah. However, on the way out, in Echonam, they should be Mavarech. And he says that the truth is, everything on the way in, they could also. It's only if everybody's going to stop with the Mito and make the Bracha, then it's a B'zayin, you're ready Eisig B'mitzvah. However, somebody that's not Kashur B'chlal, or he came for the Levaya, he's waiting for the Levaya, and he's not with the Mito, then in Echonam, he says, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, then he should be Mavarech on the way in, There's no reason to wait till afterwards. This is once again only once every 30 days, lechara, unless there's an effective farm and he's standing by those farm. He knows where those farm are. What's that? So lechara, if it's different farm, he says. Sure. I did see something about that. I don't think that lechurv is a different basic forest. I don't know. Good question. I'm not sure. That is with regard to Simon Reish Chof Dalet. To Kuf Ayin Hey. The Halacha of Teva Mitzvah. I'm not going to be stiff. I'm giving the klal. Sifyud Gimel. It's also the Mishnah Berurah brings it down afterwards. L'chur, that would seem how he's being machriya. Shkoyach. Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, the Halachos of Ativ Amitiv. So, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down at least five klalim that you need for Ativ Amitiv. The first is that the second wine can't be worse than the first wine. The second one is, Stamma that we say, Mistamma, that it's not worse unless they're both just about equal. And one of them, the first one is white, the second one is red, then the white has a milo of the because it's healthier, then you have to know that it's better, the second one is better. The second tonight is that the reason why you brought up the second wine is not because you finished the first wine, but rather because there's a rebuy of wine you still have in the first bottle, and you bring out a second bottle. The third tonight is that you can't be making a brei pri agafin on the wine. If you didn't know about the wine, somebody brought you a bottle of the suit, then you didn't know about it, b'chalim making brei pri agafin, you don't make atayv ametiv, because it's a new... It's a new bracha. It's not a rebuy wine. It's a new bracha. On Leila Seder, the Sharatin is bevor that even though you make a brei pri agafen, you would make atayva ametiv. The chur, that's the reason is because even if you're drinking the same wine and you weren't mesiach das, chazal or mesakon, in each bracha, each case a new bracha. But it's not be'etem because it's a new drinking that you're. It's not like a hemshich of the last one. Even though, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Yinam Zon and Chanami, Leila Seder, since you make a Brei Agafen, then you talk, want to make a Brei Agafen. But the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sharetzi, not that way. The fourth tonight is that it can't be in front of you at the time of the bracha that you make a Brei Agafen, the first one. The Lechem Chamuda says it can't even be in the house. If it was in the house and you were planning on drinking it, says the Lechem Chamuda that you do not make a Brei Agafen in the second bottle, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to go like that. He says, Savik Baraz Lahakal. The fifth tonight is that you have to have two people drinking from both the first bottle and the second bottle. How much they have to be drinking? Some people say Revius. Some people say Amalei Lugma V'chol HaPachas. Stimas Mishnah Berurah is, he doesn't give you a shear, it's Mashu Yivan HaMashu. And I saw that Savazesa Bracha quotes from Rabbi Yashiv and Brother Chaim Tevim Chaim Kanevsky, that Tein Amdon, even HaMashu, is considered enough to drink that, but they both have to drink from both. And the if you bring me out a very fancy $250 bottle of dry wine and your wife can't stand it and she's not going to touch it, then Erchanami, even though you're enjoying it to the Shemaim, well, the Maisi, you're not going to make Atayva Meitiv. Now, accordingly, all these Kalalim, it's Kamat not Shayach to make the Bracha. Because according to Lechem Chamudis, if it's in your house, then, and you know, and you're planning on drinking it, then it's not included. It doesn't have to be on your table. Once it's in the house, you know about it, you're planning on drinking it, then it's included in your original Bracha, and you do not make Atayva Meitiv. If it's out of your house, and somebody's bringing it to you in the middle of the Suda, and you didn't know about it, you're making Brei Pri Agafen. So therefore you don't make Atayva Meitiv.
In your house doesn't necessarily mean you don't know about it.
No, in your house when you know about it and you're planning. Now, in the case where it's in your house and you weren't thinking to drink it.
You didn't know about it.
Or you didn't know about it. In the case where your mamash didn't know about it, then l'chor b'pashas, if someone brings it to you in the middle of the Suda, you have to make a Brei Pri Agafen. If your mamash didn't know about it.
If you're a guest.
Then, what?
If you're a guest,
or you're telling somebody else, then anything which has your das is on that.
Put it out the front door.
The shalat is kolkama that you know about it, then the chura, and you're planning on drinking it, lav dafka, is that considered ishlein? Maybe if you put it out the front door. According to what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say in Sif Gimel, that you can take it off the table. But, so it would have to be a case there, you knew it's in your house, you didn't know for sure that you're going to drink it, or it's in the cellar, which is also not considered, that was like the case of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Mimela in the Chanami Lachur, it's very uncommon to make such a bracha, and therefore there are those that say the Kaf HaChaim Nemzon Sifkatan Yud Aleph that you should lechatchila bring any wine that you're going to have to the table, so you shouldn't give it the suffix of Aseva Mitzv, since there's so many different sheetahs. And Machlal is Machliks and Rishonim, we saw maybe it has to be Dafka that it's better wine for sure, and it has to be Dafka that it can't be that it's equal, not just Garuan. It has to be, some people say it has to be Revius and drinking Revius from both of them, and if you need a Revius in Ashtias Revius, then not everybody drinks that wine in Kadeshias Revius. And some people say Grifja is not included, and besides all the scenario that we saw over here. So he says lechatchila to get out of it, and that's why most people, lechera, don't make Ateva Mitzv. However, anybody that learns the Mikofayin Hey, I think in the Chaburah Kmat, every single Chaburah should have to learn Mikofayin Hey, asked me the same question. And that is that the Mishmur says in Sifkat and Dalet, he quotes the Lechem Chamudis that says that if you know about it, it's in your house. The Lashon of the V'das alam chamudas k'shehim bebeisir b'shas birchas b'ri priagafin v'daita lishtoisim k'munach lafanav al shulchan dami v'ein tarach levarach birchas atayim. The Savik brachas lahakum. That's how it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Anytime it's in your house and you know about it, which is 99.85% of the cases, then you're not going to make atayim amitiv. In the very next sif katan, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have two bottles in front of you, and you made a bracha on the worst one first by accident, you should always make a bracha on the better one. Vapor God should always be on the better wine. But if you didn't make the bracha on the better wine, you made it on the worst one, then when you have the better wine, you make Ateva Mitzv. What's going on? You just told me that if you knew about it and you're planning on drinking it, you don't make Ateva Mitzv. In Siv Gimel, he does the same thing. He tells you, you have two bottles, you have a topic which one is better. So he says, take one bottle off the table, make a bracha on the first one. If it was the worst one, then you can make Ateva Mitzv on the second bottle. You took it off the table, you're planning on drinking the second. You just told me from Lechem Chamudas in your house, you're planning on drinking, you don't make Ateva Mitzv. What's going on over here? Everybody asked the steer. It's not clear. All the points came after the Mishnah Berurah handle this shiloh. There's somebody who wrote a sefer actually called Sefer HaTeiva Meitiv on Hilchos HaTeiva Meitiv on wine of Evanson, and he from England, I think he's a shogar of Ramatzio Salmos Zengizundushtak, and he has two simanim on this shiloh, and one of the machim that he says is as follows. And Machar, it's a pretty klar mahalich, but it's a shikol Torah. He says that which the Lechem Chamudas says, if you're planning on drinking it, you don't make Ateva Meitiv, that's just because if you're planning on drinking that wine, then you have to make a Brei Priyagofen on the better wine. So anytime you have two bottles, one was worse and one is better, and you're going to make that Ateva Meitiv when you're drinking the second wine. But your Brei Priyagofen you have to make on the better wine. So anytime it's in your house and you're planning on drinking it, you have to make the Brei Priyagofen on the better wine. Therefore, it's never going to be negiah to make Ateva Meitiv because you're always making a bracha on the better wine first. And once you know that the second one is worse, then you don't make the bracha. So it's never going to come out practically. L'chein! Therefore, in the very next Sif Katan, the Mishnah Berurah says, he works out the L'shenes of Sabi Baruch Lachal, he goes through the whole. But the very next Sif Katan, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you drank the worst one first, im avar, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You didn't make the Brei Priyagofen on the better wine. You made it on the worst wine. Now you pull out the better wine, you make Ateva Meitiv. Of course you make Ateva Meitiv, even though it's in your house. It's just that if it's in your house, you should be always making the bracha on the better wine first. Ateva Meitiv on the better wine first. And once you make it on the better wine, you don't make a Ateva Meitiv on the worst wine afterwards. But if you are avar, or if you have two cases like a Sif Gimel, you have two bottles on your table. You don't know which one is better, which one is worse. Take one off the table. If you ended up making the bracha on the worst one, and when you bring the second one to the table, since it's better, then you can make Ateva Meitiv. The same story. That's what he wants to say.
The case where the first wine is better to make Kiddush on.
Oh, excellent. According to this. It's very common. Many people told me that this is the case, that they make kiddush, since they're making kiddush not just for themselves, or they can't afford it. They make so much, drink so much wine at once. But they make kiddush for the wives, and the wives don't appreciate dry wine. But mainly you make kiddush on a 13, 15 shekel bottle of kiddush wine, and then you go ahead and you bring out a $50 bottle of wine afterwards to drink. And your wife takes a little bit of it, but she's not, doesn't like the, so, or your guests drink it. So, in such a case, there's a reason why you're making a bracha on the worst wine first. In such a case, that's how L'chor should come out. And in that case, now it's a shikol Torah to say Pshat and Mishnah Berurah. But it's a klar of Pshat and Mishnah Berurah, according to this. It would come out that it would be very musty to make a bracha. Somebody told me in the last 5 years, probably every single solitary week, that he has in such a scenario. He makes kiddush on the worst wine, it makes sense. Now, if it's on grape juice, those that say grape juice doesn't count as one of the wines. Shabur doesn't mention it, doesn't talk about the bottle. But if it's a regular wine, it's a regular kiddush wine for 15 shekel, then you boil out a nice bottle of wine in a chanami. Now, what defines a better bottle of wine? If your wife can't stand the dry wine, and you're the two people that are drinking, you and your wife, and you spent $110 on this bottle of wine. And your wife will throw it in that she'd rather dump it down the drain and drink the 15 shekel bottle of wine they bought for Kiddush than drinking this. So what's a better wine? It's the price tag. Unless you have a $50 bottle of wine and a $70 bottle of wine. But the $50 one was on sale, and it's really usually $79.99. It goes by the price. It goes by price is what defines it. It's by how many stars it has. Who defines what's a better wine? So it's very hard. Also, that's also another nekuda. If the two people are drinking and it's not pashit to both of them that one is a better wine than the other, that's also a shaila whether or not. But lemaisa there are, and that's maybe another reason why people don't make al-tayv al-maitiv. But lemaisa, I do know people. I've been by places where prisoners made al-tayv al-maitiv. There are people that do it. Lachar, according to this cheshbon, it could come out that if you, for whatever, you made a kiddush on a lesser chash of a bottle of wine, and afterwards you pull out a chash of a bottle of wine, that there's two people that are enjoying it and they're appreciating the dry wine, v'chulu, in a chanami to make al-tayv al-maitiv. There are people that do that, though most people that I've been by do not make al-tayv al-maitiv. Sif reish chafei. The halachas of shechiyam. Somebody sees Sif Aleph, says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Reish Chofei is really the longer simon. After that, it gets less and less. Reish Chofei, Sif Hei, Sif Aleph. Harei Savir Lach Shoshim Yoyim, Amr Shech Yonar, Vach Hashem, Vizach Hedish, Vivarach, Mechai Yimi, Sibu Shech Avalav, Harbei, Vesamei Avir Yotze. The Allah is making Shech Yonar on a friend. This is not common that a person makes the Shech Yonu Vizmanenu. Even for people that they haven't seen in 30 days, even after Corona, and this, I heard somebody, I saw one on the Dorm Balakim that they asked, somebody asked the Israel Orbach, like a Zimdushtak, as Zeich at the seam today, that he says, I haven't seen Rav Orbach because of Corona for a year. Can I make a bracha Shechiyanu on him? Can I make a, and it was a Mechai Mesa Shechiyanu? So, the reason why people don't make Shechiyanu is because, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that in a case where you heard about the person, then it's not so pashut that you make a bracha shechiyanu. The truth is that the Achrayim say that with regard to Mechai HaMeisim. They didn't say with regard to shechiyanu, so much so that Rosh Hashanah's Matzad is a Toy Serv of Mishnah Berurah, that Mishnah Berurah says it's a Safek B'negiyat HaShechiyanu. But Mishnah Berurah says also B'negiyat HaShechiyanu, that if you heard about the person and you heard about Shloimai, therefore you would make the bracha. Now, Bizmanenu, there's so many possibilities to hear and to Skype and to email and to talk on the telephone and to all the different things that you heard about him for. That it's very uncommon that a person shouldn't hear about someone for 30 days. It's not totally uncommon, but it's very uncommon, therefore people don't make it. Not only that, in Orchaz Rabbeinu, they bring down from the stipler, and I saw quoted from Mechaim that he said the same word, that Bizmanin was exactly Fakir. If you haven't heard anything, then you can presume that the person is okay. It's so common to hear that if Rahman Aslan, if the person was Nifter, let's say Benigiyat Mechaim Mason, if the person was Nifter, for sure you would have heard about it. So Mela, if a person doesn't hear, as they say, no news is good news. And they could presume that there's nothing, and that's why people l'chera don't make shechiyanu. However, in the case the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says achshav mekilim moed bebracha zu, avo mishu yudei sheish leitaini b'riyas v'sameach moed tzarech levarach. He says in a chanami, somebody that really has a simcha tzarech levarach. The Aliyah Shlomo Shlomo Zalman says that bizmanenu in a chanami, maybe the reason we're making the bracha is loshon b'chaber is you have to be sameach moed. People with chanufa and other things, they're not really sure how many times they're making the bracha because you don't want the guy to feel bad, or because, but are you really, this is a chash of a bracha levatol, and therefore, it's not kedai to make a shechiyanu. But in the chanami, if a person is really sameach with somebody, he hasn't seen him in a while, he says, then a person is making a shechiyanu. He says, he talks about a case, a soldier went out to a battle, and you see him afterwards, and he comes back. Such a case, maybe, and Chovelov Harbe to make a Shechiyanu. But he says there's a story there that they bring down that he told people when Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky came to Eretz Yisrael, he says he really wants to make a Shechiyanu because he's really Sameach Harbe, but people don't do it, so it looks a little bit not so glatt. But he just passed by a store today and they have a new fruit, so if they can pick him up a new fruit, he'll make a Shechiyanu on the fruit and have him in mind. And that's what somebody could do. I heard somebody did that when his father walked in Magid Shir, his father walked in Mom Shir. And he picked up the fruit in the middle of the shir, and he says, "Baruch Adash, I'm getting my phone, Shechem, I'm getting my phone, and then his father walked in." So his father saw, it's not like a Gneva Stas. But in a Chanami, if a person has a Safik Taka is really happy, then that's always the way to get out of it. Even though the Chatchila, we mentioned that you shouldn't make a Shechiyanu of one type, you might say a different type, in a Makom Safik, you would be allowed to. The Sif Beiz Mishlare Savir Me Oilam, Shach Lake Savim, Apa Bishunene Briyasi, in a Baruch Ariyasi. Now here the Prima Gadim brings down a similar halacha like the Mishnah Berurah said about being mevarach on a daughter after being heard that your wife, after hearing that your wife had a daughter, if you saw her, then says the Prima Gaudin, you would make the bracha. Yesh Arim says our own Mishnah Sabari Bar Mitzvah, Yechavim Baruch Hashem Lekinu Malach Olam, Shabbashanim Yoinshul Shulzeh. He doesn't mention about Bas Mitzvah, we saw in the Prima Gaudin, discusses why you're not on Bas Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah, a person makes, there are those that say to make a Baruch Shabbatrani, because it's a Medrash, and our old did it with the Shema Malchus, but say with the Baruch Shabbatrani, Shema Malchus. It's better to make it without Shema Malchus. Now the Mitzvah, it's not so pashit. Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is a chreinim that neman. So yes, make it with a shema malchus, and that's how Taka I saw brought down. Kindumani, I've heard people also make with a shema malchus. I saw Rishon Zalman made it with a shema malchus. Told other people not to. I saw they brought down a hago on the bottom that says that Shmuel Salan said that any time that the goyin himself writes v'chein ikur ledino, that's how he neman alacha. The goyin himself writes v'chein ikur ledino, that's how he neman alacha. The Mitzvah, that's what he does over here. However, most people here in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know in America, maybe in America it's a little bit different. I think the places that I've heard with Shema Malchus were in America. In Eretz Yisrael, come on, everybody makes it out Shema Malchus. Baruch Shabbatron, Bein Shkol Zeh, they do not make with Shema Malchus. Now, one small nakuda here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Mitzvah, la Adam, lasi Suda, b'yoyim shenasa b'noi bar Mitzvah, ki yoyim shenichnas l'chupa. Sounds like mamish a tremendous Suda a person should make. Behind the Biyam Shnechas of Shnat Arbas, Arbas of Tarmas Sudim, Shem Nashar Nas Ishi Tzol, Shtav Mitzvah Satirio, Yom Anar Dari, Shem Yassid Is Mitzvah Pilo, Eina Baisa Yom. But that's why people sometimes, it doesn't always work out, they make a brach on it, they make a Sudim on a different day, he should either Darshan or should have a theme to make it as a Sudim Mitzvah. Those people that don't make a Kabbalah's Panim on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, they have a Kiddush and Shul when he has Aliyah, they don't make on the day, he gets Bar Mitzvah on Tuesday and they have a Kiddush and Shabbos. On Tuesday, nevertheless, you should make a Sudim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling you. On the day of the Boibayim, even if you're not having a Kabbalah's Kal for the rest of the people, but for the family, at least for yourself, there's a mitzvah to make a Suda Chashuva, Kiyim Shenichnas L'Chupa. That's what not everybody knows that. Especially in America, it's more common, you wait for Sunday, usually you're here, the Kabbalah's Panim is on the Boibayim. But Lav Dafka, especially with Corona, things got pushed around, there is a mitzvah to make on the day of that the person comes from Mitzvah. Sif Gimel. The halachas of Shechiyanu on new fruits. Sarei pri chadash mischadash deshana deshana. Mevorach Shechiyanu. Vafilo reyo biyad chaveru ala ilan. Venomu shu levarach hachat achilo. Mi shebeir hu shalsu ila lehifsin. Mein levarach hachining where tashnum gidol apri. Mevorach briyo rishenu yach levarach briyo shniyo. The halacha is meikar adin to be mevorach when you see it even on the tree. If it's fully grown. Even if it's not yours. However, lemaitz the minigar ilam is to be mevorach only at the time of eating. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that even though Shechiyanu, when it's not referring to the Zman of Mayadim, not Yom Tovim, Yom Tovim is a Choyvim, but not Yom Tovim, it's not a Choyvim. However, when it comes to Paris of making a Shechiyanu new fruits, he says, that it's much more machmer when it comes to fruits. Mishnah Berurah also mentions to be machmer, you shouldn't be mevatel b'chinom. It's Roy Lazar Shloy Levatla, says Mishnah Berurah. So it has a different lacha, even though many people on appliances and other things, kim chadashim b'gadim, they don't make, but lamais on fruits, and many people do. Very, very many people are knowing to make on fruits. Now, in America, where we came from, or if you came from England, I don't know how it is, but in America, l'holopachis, you walk into the standard supermarket in the middle of the winter, and you can get every single solitary type of fruit. I remember I had that, it was very funny. I went back for a chassin in the middle, I hadn't been back for a few years in America. I walked in the middle of Shvat, I was in America. I walked into a supermarket in a flatbush, and I saw a plum. I said, how did they have a plum? So anybody that's from America doesn't, maybe it's not Mason Levy, but let me just point out that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you could pay a lot of money. In the last 6 months, no matter how much money you pay, you can't get an orange. There's no oranges. There's no citrus fruits in the summer. There's oranges, lemons. Lemons are different because they last a little bit longer. But grapefruits, persimmons is not a citrus fruit, but also these type of fruits, you cannot get pomelo, you cannot get in the summer. The summer fruits, you can't get in the winter. Peaches, plums, nectarines, mango, these type of fruits, you can't get in the apricots, you can't get in the winter. So they're very, very seasonal here in Eretz Yisrael. And mamela, it's very common for people to make the brachas of Shechiyanu. And there's no reason why they shouldn't make the bracha. Those are the different, basically the types of the seasonal, but there's also this other, that's a pomegranate, it's very specific time. at the end of the summer, beginning of the winter. Right now is the time. Mamash Rosh Hashanah. That's why learned people, they like to make a Shachiyonah on a pomegranate Rosh Hashanah. The problem is you need a Shachiyonah for the second night, and they like to make the Simon on the first night. This year there was a little bit of issue. There was no Shachiyonah fruit around. Generally, the Shachiyonah fruit from Eretz Yisrael that they have is an orange or a clementine, like a mandarin type of orange that they have. That star fruit is brought from outside Eretz Yisrael. Star fruit doesn't grow here. But star fruit you could make on, even if you brought it from a place, even if you brought it to Eretz Yisrael where it doesn't grow, but you brought it from a place where it's in season, that's not a problem. You could bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you would also make a Shachiyonah. A quince is a chavush. You have to cook it. You do make a Shachiyonah. If the only way to eat the fruit is by cooking it, then you do make the Shachiyonah when it's cooked also. I don't know how many people make a bracha on that. I'm not sure how many people eat it in general. If you're stuck, then you do. But there's a lot of other fruits also to make a Shachiyonah on that we didn't mention or not specifically at those times. A pineapple. Pineapples also generally do not grow here in Eretz Yisrael. They bring them in, but you could also want the fresh ones, not canned pineapple. Fresh pineapple, you can make a Shachiyonah on. You tell the difference. Anything that... What else? What other type of fruits? One second. Sabras, prickly pears. The kiwis. Cherries. Fresh dates. You would not make on dry dates, or dried fruit for that matter at all, because you can't tell the difference between the new one and the old ones. Sometimes a little bit softer, it's not as... Now, what's with avocado? Avocado is a very good question, and that is because avocado is generally eaten as a condiment. It's eaten as you don't eat it by itself. Most people, some people cut it into salad. Other times, it will take a little bit, but it's not eaten. You don't like generally bite into avocado. Not that you can't. People bite into onions also. It's not, but it's generally eaten as a tuffle, and therefore I saw the Pesach Shuvah was brought down, I think, from the Ksesha Shofar from Chaim Noah, not to make a Shachin on that. However, Kimdumani, that the Minig Olam is yes to. The Zaysa Bracha I brought down, yes to. I saw brought down from Yashiv, yes to. Many places say yes to. Kimdumani, that I had the Shaila once about an avocado, and I asked, and it was told yes to make a Bracha on avocado. So even though those that say you only spread it, but I think the most people do make a Bracha even on avocado. Which Bracha do you make first? Do you make the Shachiyonah first? Do you make the Bracha Zapri first? Bishop Brew brings down three possibilities. He says either you can make the Shachiyonah first and then you have the Brei Priya Eitz, or you can have the Brei Priya Eitz, take a little bite, and then make the Shachiyonah. And if you made the Brei Priya Eitz and then a Shachiyonah and then you ate, you also ate the Yedecha Vasing. Now it sounds like L'chatchila you shouldn't do that. But Yevet, if you did that, then you ate it. Now, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down for many people, he says the Minhag HaOlam is not that way. The Minhag HaOlam is like the Mishnah Berurah says not to do. Minhag HaOlam is to make the Brei Priya Eitz and make the Shachiyonah and then take the bite. I knew that's how I grew up doing it. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that from the Achrayim, that the reason, one of the reasons is that Tzad V'Shein HaTadr. Tzad V'Shein HaTadr, you make the Bracha on the Brei Priya Eitz first beforehand. I thought also, and I'm realizing as I'm talking, that it's also L'Chor Nichlal and Tzad V'Shein HaTadr, but I saw L'Chos K'danis afterwards says the same thing. All of the other mitzvahs that we make, we always make the Shachiyonah afterwards, after the Brei Priya Gofen. Anytime we make a Brei Priya Gofen, by Kiddush, you make a Brei Priya Gofen, you make a Shachiyonah afterwards. You make an Al Matil Slov, make the Shachiyonah afterwards. You're not supposed to be masked, the same way you're not supposed to be between a Berach Zanenen and the food, you're not supposed to be between a Berach Zanenen and the mitzvah. And we always make the Shachiyonah in between. By Lachas Neris, make the Shachiyonah in between. By Kiddush, make the Shachiyonah in between. One of the reasons is because Tadush and Tali, more than we weren't in Brachas. Then you want to be Masad everything Allah Kareis also. But Lachura, that's another reason why to do it l'maisa, and it's all brought down in Kama Achreinim that they said that the minhag ha'olam l'maisa is to do that, to make the Brei Priya Eitz and the Shachiyonah. Now, if you have a different minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says l'maisa not to do that. The Aruch HaShulchan himself is chalik. He says even though that's the minhag ha'olam, he says you shouldn't do that. He goes like the Mishnah Berurah that you should first make the Shachiyonah and then make Brei Priya Eitz. David Kamaravid, either way, but you don't have to switch it because l'maisa many people are naig if your minhag is to do the Shachiyonah. To make the bracha of Brei Priya Eitz and the Shachiyonah, you don't have to switch it. There's many gedolim and achrayim that say that.
Even if you eat after the Shachiyonah?
Even if you eat after the Shachiyonah, yes. Brei Priya Eitz, Shachiyonah, and then you take your first bite. Let's say you weren't mevarech on the bracha rishenu. Let's say you weren't. Not only that, Mishnah Berurah says, but okay, tifas tal. We'll leave that. If you weren't mevarech on the achila rishenu, can you be mevarech afterwards or not? So Mishnah Berurah says you can't be mevarech on the achila shenia. The question is, let's say you took a bite. You took a bite, and you took another bite, and then you're like, oh, sure, I didn't say Shachiyonah. Is it dafka in the first bite or not? So those that are medak from the Radvaz, who the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes, the Shem Nachrenim, The Rav says, this is the one that he, the same Rav is about the Klieg in the Chelek Aleph of Mishnah Test, seeing the Klieg, which is part of the Nile, making a Shechiyonah on it, not. He says there at the beginning of the Tshuva, he says that if you already finished, then you can't make it because the Iker Bracha is on the Re'iyah. And after you finished eating it, there's no Re'iyah, the Re'iyah is gone. The Mashmois is that if you didn't finish eating it, you still have a Re'iyah, then in a Chanam, you still can make the Shechiyonah. That's one raya. Another raya that the Bering is from Mishnah Berurah himself. Mishnah Berurah says that another eitzah you could do is make the Brei Priya eitz, take a bite, and then make the Shechiyonu. You already took a bite. How do you make the Shechiyonu afterwards? Elamai, you could even, as long as you're still in the middle of the Achila, then it's not a problem. You'll be able to make the Shechiyonu. Once you already hold him in the second fruit, then you shouldn't. Aruch HaShulchan says also, you did not make it in such a case. The Bir Alecha talks about fruits that are grafted. What's the story with grafted fruits? Can you make the bracha on it or not? He brings out a machlekes. Some say you don't make a bracha. How do you take a Shechiyonu to something which is against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Yavetz, what are you talking about? You say Shekach Alei Be'Yolama, you're on a Mamzer, even though it's Kenegar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from the fact, it's not clear that Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, it would seem from the fact they brought down the Yavetz afterwards, that that's how he's going with Halacha, that you could make a Bracha on it. The Shlomo Zalman says no, the Minhag HaEilam is not to. You don't make a Bracha on grafted. However, the way that is Machriya, and I think this is how many are Naik, is Dafka if that tree was grafted. However, if they took a pit of a grafted fruit and they planted it, then it's already a second generation. There was no avera done with that exact fruit, therefore it's not a problem. Therefore you'll be able to make the Shechiyonu. Agav, this is nogea to a number of fruits bismanenu, they graft. Even oranges and things like that, they graft to strengthen to. I thought that a nectarine was grafted between a plum and a peach, and today I saw brought down that it officially it's not. It's not a grafted fruit. I don't know. It says, contrary to popular belief, it's not a grafted fruit. The Sefer was told by a agronom, by an agriculturalist, somebody that supposedly specializes in this. That's a big besur taiva for me because I have a nectarine tree. So, one of the trees. But, lamais l'chara, I would think that most of the fruits that we get from the regular trees, it could be that if you bought one in a nursery, you have to be careful, the chatchila, how the Arabs did it. A lot of times they get the trees from the Arabs, the chatchila. You have to know what they did. However, you replanting that may also be an issue. However, the general fruits that they get, I don't know if you have to be, probably Raiv is, the Kolda Parish, Mubah Parish is from ready pits that were planted, and therefore, I don't think that you have to be Choshish. Sif Dalet, Im Biru Shachyonu Al Shirzash, Kishyecho Gindash, Chesu Baruch Shachyonu, Im Kishnei Mini Gudgonyos, Yoyin Vigenstil, Vikir Shin Vichol Geis Vizeh. Any two types of, if you have two different types of fruits, then you have Granny Smith apples and you have delicious red apples. L'chura, the Mashmai says, you would make two Shechiyonos according to this. Now we grata don't make brachas on apples and we don't make brachas on pears and we don't make brachas on any type of bananas. These type of things that you can't tell the difference, we have them the entire year, especially with the refrigeration, and you can't tell the difference between the new ones and the old ones, then we do not make Shechiyonos. The question is, if you have two different types of plums, they sell all different types of plums. They have long, oblong ones like an egg, and then they have which are not purple, and then they have the purple ones which are more round. Two different types. Do you make two Shechiyonos or not? Such a case. The mindset and the Mashmois of the Ramah is that you would. It's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah goes. Halacha, he brings down the Gros Mafakik Becholzeh, Medocha Bereisav, the Gemara Betzia seems to go like the Shulchan Aruch. It's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah goes. The mindset of the Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig of the Olam is not to be Mevarech Shechiyonu on the different Sugim. And the thing of Shem Zalman says is also, you make a bracha on the klali stick, you make on peaches, you make on oranges, there's navel oranges, there's oranges for squeezing, there's non-navel oranges with pits, there's all different types of oranges. You make a bracha on the orange, mezeho. You don't,
Clementine does the same thing as orange?
Clementine is a different type of fruit. Different type, but, oranges is,
It's grown in two different places, avocados.
No, also the same thing, the her. All falls on the same general rule. You make one bracha on that type of fruit, and that's it. Sif hey, in Biru Shechiyonu Anovim Kishish Liyayin Chadash Inu Chayzer Mavarech. Mishnah Berurah says, however, on grape juice maybe you would. We don't make a bracha on grape juice. Lachar, we can't tell the difference between new and old, like he says by wine, and therefore the meaning is not to make on grape juice. Sif Vav Prishinu Chadash B'Shana L'Shana. Then you don't make a Shechiyonu. He says that on Yerakos, you don't make a Shechiyonu. What does it mean? Ayman Kol Hashana B'Karka means it grows the whole year, or it's stored the whole year, like the Magen Avraham says. Either way, It says on Yerachis you don't make. Now, I think there's a big misconception that comes from this Mishnah Berurah and from this Ramah that people don't make a bracha on anything which is a Brei Pri Adam. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about Yerachis, which are not seasonal. However, any Hadamah which is seasonal, you would make the bracha on. And Mimela, on watermelon, on cantaloupe, and honeydew, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, melon, or strawberries. There's Machlokes Rishonim, we'll see if Hashem gives the bracha, whether you make a Eitzer Hadamah, we pass him to make Hadamah. You do make a bracha of, you would make a Shachiyonu, even though you're making a Brei Pri Adamah, it's a seasonal fruit. And watermelons are not hay. If anybody who ever heard Baruch Lenz's brachas, did you ever see a watermelon tree? There's no... it's like a fruit. So people always misopic whether or not. But it's adama, like the rest of these that are adama, melons are adama, and you do make a shecheyono on it. The Sif Zayin. Ein mevarach shecheyono al boitzeh l'kshiv shilash gelis anovim v'chein v'chol priyach v'gemari. You have to wait till the gemara pri. If it's not a gemara pri, don't make a shecheyono. Now let's say what's very common, what happens, and this is what happened the last week in Rosh Hashanah, they got in Clementine oranges right before Rosh Hashanah. Now this is the first crop. Generally the very first crop is not as sweet. Tart, they're fully grown, but they're tart. Can you make a shecheyanu on that? If it's tart, is that not considered? L'chor, that is a gemara pri. It's not as sweet as it could be. If it's mamish is not good, I had a banana to move. I don't think you make a bracha on it. It wasn't ripe enough and wasn't good. But any time that it's be'etzem, it's good. It's not as sweet as it could be. So then that doesn't mean that it's not right for a shechianu. It's fully grown. It's just not as the height of the season. You still make a bracha on it. Sif chet arei kushi v'gichur. I'm sorry. It's brought that over here. Mr. Brewer brings down mitzvah lechol ma'at mikol min chadash bashana. The Taz brought down the Taz base. That says you should make a bracha, you should be able to eat each one. Kedei laharveis bebrachas. Now we always know that we're supposed to be mamayim brachas. Ain laharveis bebrachas. We've seen it numerous times. Ain laharveis brachas. He says yes laharveis bebrachas. However, the word is very pashut. The chiluk is anytime they have a suffix or it's a shalav brachas and etzricha or it's not 100% clear. Ain laharveis bebrachas. Anytime that it's pashut that you make a bracha, then yes laharveis bebrachas you could. If you have two fruits in front of you on the table, then the minig is you only make one shechianu. However, you're not mechuyev to bring all your shechianu fruits to the table to be able to make one bracha on it. You can bring one now, and when you have a different suit, you bring a different one. That's also fine. That's not considered bracha shenit tzvicha. You're not mechuyev to. But if you have both on your table, then your shechianu paters, the minig is the shechianu paters both of them. You don't make two brachas. Sif ches. Haraya gichor. Haray kushi v'gichor. Then all the the shayla is bizmanenu, are people naik to? We don't make a bracha on shvaitas. The question is, why not? So it sounds like this is only the first time the shayla really is. Only the first time, or is it every time that you see them? The hakrad mishabur is that you would only make the bracha with shem malchus the first time. Therefore, bizmanenu lachar, the reason why we don't make the brachas on this is because we're so rugged to see them, and even before we become 13, we grew up with them, and we saw so many pictures of them, and we saw this, it's not a dover shell, it's spilus bechlal, and therefore, the similar to what we saw by Avodah Zarah, that once you see it all the time, it doesn't become a dover shell, it's spilus, you don't make the brachas, so over here, you don't make the bracha. It's not a dover shell, it's spilus. Not only that, Shlomo Zalman says, if a person that lives by, I was in Long Beach for 7 years, 2 blocks away from the ocean, we didn't make the bracha even if we didn't go to the ocean for 30 days, we wouldn't make the bracha of Eisam Asabrashis because you live there, it's not a davar shel espailus bachlal, you live so close by, unless you went away for the whole Nisa and you come back, then there's a make the bracha. But that's not a davar shel espailus, and therefore you don't make the bracha. My roommate in 9th grade told me, he came from Eretz Yisrael, his parents moved from Eretz Yisrael, this is going back 28 years ago, so it wasn't as common as it is now. He said when he moved, when he was 8 years old, which was another 5 years before that, so it's going back 33 years ago, sorry, that he moved from Eretz Yisrael to America. This is the first time that he saw Shvaita. He made it the first time he ever saw Shvaita. In Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't common bechlal. Even when we came 20 years ago, it wasn't common. People working in the kitchen over here were Arabs.
And then afterwards they had Romanians. Now they have Gushim. But it wasn't common at all. And it was the first time they had seen it. He was 8 years old and he'd never seen a shrine. And he made a Mashamah Brit. And Echonami, first time, no one has ever, you've never seen an elephant, but if you ask any 2 year old in a book, what is this? They'll tell you it's an elephant. He sees so many pictures, he sees it's not a Dover Shalom's wild, Bechlal, Umayla. Now, Bechlal, does it mean elephant, or is it any type of animal that's interesting? There's a difference between a rhinoceros and an elephant. It's a little bit bigger. Why? So there are those that Nemon, Shom Zalman, Nemzon, that are Echonami. It's any, many places in Nemon, that it's any type of animal which is flamingo, ostrich. I think ostrich is mamish, a zebra. Mamish looks like a crosswalk.
Yeah, when you see an elephant, it's very, not the same thing in the picture.
You see it, it's a little bit more, however, is it a dover shell that's spiral? Everybody likes going to the zoo, even though you can look at it in the pictures. But you see them in action. But it's not to say that it's mamish, wow, Mishana Habriyas, I haven't seen something, this is something, this is like out of the ordinary. That's, Lamaisa, there is a Malecha Shleima, there are those that say that, yeah, it's Dafka, an elephant, and a monkey, that they have similarities to a person, and therefore a monkey looks to a certain extent. And elephant has as pikchus, which is similar to people, and therefore that's really all the brachos of Mishana or Brias are differences, are deformities klapi a person. That's all the Mishana or Brias. You were Mishana from the regular Brias of a person, and Mimela, a person gets his hand cut off, Rachmana, whatever that's dynamis also. Depends if it's Mimei Imoy or not, but these are deformities why it doesn't look like a person. The Melech HaShleim in Klayim says that at the time of he brings down from somebody that he heard at the time of the Mabul, Daraflaga Mabul, that people, some of the people were changed into elephants and monkeys. Melech HaShleim on Mishnayis, and that's why you make daf on these. However, some people say you don't make a daf on these. It's all Shlomo Zalman told somebody that when you go to the beginning of the zoo, make a bracha on the first animal that you see, mimcham for all the rest of them. I don't think people make a Shema Malchus. Somebody told me that especially since they've seen it, it's not that pashas, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's only the first time that you see it. Somebody told me he was in the zoo, that was a question that was here. He was in the zoo, he called up one of the Gdeli Hapaiskim here in Eretz Yisrael, and the Paiskim told him, maybe a Talmud of Chazinish held that you can make it every time. But he says that Mechagas Hapaiskim, make it without Shema Malchus. So you should make it without Shema Malchus. Make the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, or Baruch Meshana Habriyas, when you go to the Zoom. And Hakol Mokim Yom Rishon. The Sif Tet. Dayana Emes, Reis Achigir Vesa Kitei Vesa Suma Mukashin, Mabahakinen, all these people, a person makes, if it happened afterwards, he makes a Dayana Emes. These people here that come collecting that unfortunately don't have both hands, it happened afterwards. We don't find that people make a Dayana Emes. What's the reason why? So it could be that one of the reasons is because, like we said before, Meshachianu, the person maybe is really not so happy by Dayana Emes. Unfortunately, if it's a Zamagar off the street, it could be that he's not so sad. And therefore, it's maybe a Shaila of a Bracha Levatala, and people don't make the Bracha. Sif Yud, Hare Yilon is Tevayt, makes a Kochalei by Ilamai. Now, Lamais the Mishabur says, Noi Loin Agulavarech. It could be that also one of the reasons is because we're so rubbish, all these things. We see in the encyclopedia, you see pictures, you see a magazine, and you see all the beautiful things in, all over the world. There's nothing that you haven't seen by the time you're 6 years old. So you saw the Niagara Falls, and you make a brach on these. If it's not something which is a Dover style spiral, certainly going there and seeing it in person is definitely more. See the Grand Canyon, standing by the Grand Canyon, even though make a brach on the Grand Canyon, seems that you don't. But it's not like seeing in a picture. But it's not something that blows us out of our mind that this is something that is totally new, and therefore the meaning is that you don't make the brach. Reish Chav Zayin Al Azikin, which is shooting stars or it's comets. Not exactly sure what the difference between the two is. You do make Azim Asabrachus. Now the truth is that you don't make it twice in the same night. The truth is, if you look, if you're in a place, you're in the mountains, or you're down south, or you're one of these places up north, and there's no street lights, and it's a clear night, and you look up, and you lie down on your back, and you look up, my Rebbe told me this is not good, and you look up at the sky, then generally within the next 15 minutes, you will see something flying from one side of the sky to the other side of the sky. Is it a shooting star? Is it a meteor? Is it a comet? What is it? I don't know, but it's very common. You'll see it. I don't know that people make bracha vayisamah sabreish on this. Maybe they're not sure what it is. Maybe it's particles in the air from the a fellow of 413, and therefore people don't know. Not exactly clear. Similarly, on Ruchais, it's not clear. People don't make. On Ruch Zaf, then there's heavy winds. A person should at least, even if you want to say, you should make. People don't make the bracha on that. It could be that Ruch Zaf is only, the Lashon Rabbeinu Yoinah was that it's Mefarei Karim Meshaber Sloim. Maybe it means a tornado, which Mamash has the Koyach to pick up cars and Mechulo. That would be very, we could understand. Lachar on a tornado, a person should make a bracha. At least Oisam Asabrishis. The Kol Zman Shelo Nispazru Ovim, a bracha Mel Re'emim, that is something that people do make on lightner and lightner. Thunder and lightning, people make a bracha on. The Minig Oilam is that you make a bracha of Shekhech Gavasim Mali Oilam on thunder and Oisam Asabrishis on lightning. Even though you can make each bracha on the other one also as well, that is the Minig Oilam. Now, maybe something that the Olam does not know, and that is that when you see lightning and you hear thunder, teichi they dibur of each other, you only make one bracha, and the bracha is oisamash. The minig is to make a oisamash brachas. The Mishnah Berurah says you only make one bracha. Now the difficulty comes when there's lightning, since light travels faster than sound. Therefore, the lightning is always before the thunder. A person sees lightning, and he wants to make the bracha. Should he wait for the thunder or should he not? So he starts saying the bracha, and then you hear the thunder afterwards. Then you make the another bracha. If you're not going to wait, if you're going to wait and it's going to be after Tekhid the Dibur, then you're not going to be able to make the bracha on the lightning. And then you get the thunder, but you're not get the lightning. What do you do? So Shlomo Zalman Gada says that if you're waiting to see if there's thunder, then even if it's after Tekhid the Dibur, you're Isaac, Boys, and Indian, and therefore it's not a problem. That's not the Pashat Mishnah Berurah says that if you got to get out of the bathroom and Tekhid the Dibur to be able to make the bracha on it. Because Mashmah, that's the Zman. But according to Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah himself says that if a person made or oisam asabrishis on the lightning and teichid the dibur afterwards, there was, and he was mechavin on the thunder, then it works. That's going to be afterwards. However, lechatchila, should you do that? It's not exactly clear. I think that if a person, generally you have a second or two to see whether or not there's thunder. If you don't hear the first second or two, then a person should make the oisam asabrishis. But depending how close the storm is, if the storm is mamash right on top, you'll see the lightning and you'll hear the thunder, mamash, one after another. You would only make one bracha of Eisam Asabrishis. Now, seeing the lightning, what does that mean? Do you have to see the bolt of lightning? The those that say yes, Shem Zalman said no, seeing the light is enough. However, I think if you see, and that I think is the Minhag Olam, it happens to be here in Eretz Yisrael, it's much less common to see the bolt than it is in America. In America, when you have a lightning storm, a thunder lightning storm, then you see the bolt very often. Not that it doesn't happen here, but it's not nearly as common as it is. Thunderstorms go well, not nearly as common here in Eretz Yisrael as in America. But it's not so common, and I think the Minhag HaOlam is, even as you see the light. If you're facing this way, and the whole room lights up, and you didn't see the outside, then it's not pasha that, even though you know that there was lightning, maybe it's the guy's flash of his camera, you don't have to be chayshish, especially if it's pouring outside. However, you wouldn't make the bracha because you didn't really see the light of the lightning. Just the room lit up. Now, on heat lightning, the Chazanish said that you could. Lamaisa, smash like that from the Aruch HaShulchan also, he's not machalik. However, he brings down both types of lightning. However, and he's not machalik. Minhag HaOlam is numani like the Mishnah Berurah. Not to make on heat lightning. Only to make on lightning that comes together with a storm. The Sif Beis, anytime that it's still the same storm, the way that the Bach says it is, there's no Hesach Hadas. Like we had mentioned earlier, there's no Hesach Hadas, and therefore you don't make a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a new day, then there is Hesach Hadas. L'chura, that's the word. And we may make a new bracha. And a new day, according to this, say the Paiski is Manenu, the Shon Zaman is on, the Shon Levi, and others, they say that it goes after, the night goes after the day. Mamela, after you go to sleep, the next day is a new day of a bracha. Even if you woke up before Lisa Shach, you already had Hesach Hadas, and you make a new bracha. Sif Reish, Simon Reish Chavches, Birchas Ayamen Haris, Ayamen Haris, Sarmak Varis, and Mitvarit, Yir Mavarech, Baruch Adash Mangan Mahalom, Oysam Asabrishis. Al Yama Godol, which he says is the Mediterranean, you make a Earth as Yama Godol. Now, what's Yamim Naharis, Harmuk Varis, and Mitvarit? What's with Mitvarit? You ever went down to the Yama Melech? You drive outside of Ramat Eshkol. You continue down a little bit towards Yam HaMelech. It's about a 5-minute drive from the corner of the end of Levi Eshkol. It's about a 5-minute drive. You're in Midbar Yehuda. I don't think people make the bracha. Whenever you go down to En Gedi, or they go down to Yam HaMelech, people are just not making the bracha. Anytime they go hiking, or anytime they go to Masada, people don't make the bracha. The question is why not? Want to make the bracha? I got it on the Sefer Shara. I need them, something you could. One of the Sahara Desert also, he says that you do, and the Sinai, you do. The question is, I don't think that that's the minhag ha'olam l'maisa. I thought maybe the reason is that it's not so passionate that the entire Midbar Yehuda was always there from the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because Al-Lachara, Gofritz, Vamela, Strefa, Kolaritza, Elois, Tizar, Elois, Atzmiya, Ki Mahapechas, Sederim, Ba'amara, Adma, Vitzvayim, Asher, Hofach, Hashem, Ba'apay, Vachamasa. Right? That was what happened was that it was Kigan Hashem Keres Mitzrayim when Sederim Amar were there, and then it got Nepach, and then it turned into Midbar. So not all of it was always there. And there's people that say that you don't make a brach on the Yam HaMelech, because Rashi says in the Chumash that Yam HaMelech wasn't always Yam HaMelech. Why was in the pasuk it says Yam HaMelech? Rashi says it wasn't always that Yam HaMelech. The four kings fought the five kings where Yam HaMelech is. Afterwards, the water came inside and it turned into Yam HaMelech. What runs in there? So the people say you don't make a Ma'aseh Bereishis. It wasn't there from Sheshit Yemei Bereishis. And therefore, maybe that's why people don't make the brach. With regard to on the Mediterranean, do you make Yasas Yam HaGadol? Mishavruta Reh Rings Down, it's Machlek Sapaiskim. Therefore, the Minhag Ha'olam is to make whether it's on the Mediterranean, whether it's on the Atlantic. And Atlantic includes the Pacific, which is even bigger than Atlantic, and includes all the oceans, and includes the Great Lakes, and includes the big. Not only that, I saw that the Sha'arim wanted to tell you that Nichlal in that is also Niagara Falls. If you hadn't seen the Great Lakes before, and then it's ready. And you would make a bracha on all these things, like the Ma'aseh Bereishis. If you're in Gibraltar and you're able to see where the Atlantic connects with the Mediterranean, then you can make Shosas Yam HaGadol. But aside from that, the Minhag Ha'olam is to make a Ma'aseh Bereishis both on this and on that, because you're the Tzavi Tzai. Both on the Mediterranean and on the Atlantic. If you see both of them, then you can make the Shosas Yam HaGadol.
On the plane?
On the plane, yes. If you didn't see the ocean beforehand, then you already have a suffix. But, if you're on the plane, if it's all the same nisiyah, l'chur, it's all the same thing. If you're driving up the, I saw somebody ask, if you're driving up to 2, you're driving up to 4, and you're passing by the ocean, and you forgot to make the bracha the first time, now it's covered over by a few houses, and you're going to see it another 20 seconds. It's all the same nisiyah, that's not a problem. Shem Azamas Mitzad, even as long as the spiralis is still there, that's also you could. He says, even at night you can make it if you have the spiralis, that's not a problem. You can make a bracha on all these cases. Where? I don't know, because it's not so simple. Once you make a nice Ma'aseh Bereishis, it could be that it's already considered a connection. We're not sure which one it is. I don't think the Arlen makes two brachas on that. I don't think so. Even though L'chur, one of them is for sure Asas Yam HaGadol. L'chur, one is a different bracha. But once now that we're making a nice Ma'aseh Bereishis on both of them, only if you saw exactly where the Mediterranean connects with the Atlantic. But the Atlantic, we also, the minig is to make a bracha of Al Tachshash of the Machaber, to make a Oitam Aser Bereishis. Sif Beis on Nahoris. As far as I know, most people do not make brachas on Nahoris. The Mississippi, these type of rivers, people don't make, except for the big four that are mentioned here, maybe because it's only these four. The Harim, Sif Gimel, Lake Al Harim, Gorsav Baruch, Dafka Al Harim, Mishunim, and Keres Gorsav Baruch, Bahem, the way the Aruch Shulchan says, Yotza Tivim Ba'ilam. The people, the Alps, Mount Everest, Mamela, the Hermon, even though here in Eretz Yisrael is pretty big, if you're skiing down the Hermon, you wouldn't make the Asas Oysa Masa Bereishis. I saw somebody that did say in Har Tavor, you would. Har Tavor is also up north. It is pretty high. I don't know if it's Yotza Tivim Ba'ilam, that's people come there to Israel, they think of that's the high mountains. But something, if you go to the Alps, these type of things, then in the Hanami, the Rockies, the Chura, these you would make a Oysa Masa Bereishis on. Sif, Simin Reish Chavtes, is making a bracha on a Keshas, or a Keshas, and a bracha on a Shukam, and 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 a Shukam, the Yaris Dvash sign is that this is the Keshas that we see with the seven colors, that's a natural phenomenon. When the light, the refraction of the light through the water, and when the water refracts the light, it breaks into the prism, causes it to break up into seven different colors, and therefore that's a natural phenomenon. You do not make a bracha only on one which is totally tchilas. That's you make a bracha. It's a shita yichidah l'maisa. None of the rishonim or achrayim, even though a lot of the achrayim ask this question, the chorus something which is a natural phenomenon. How do you have it as a ois for a kadosh baruch hu if it's something which is natural? But no one answers like him that it's a different type of keshes. The Maisa, the meaning is to make a bracha on it. If you see it in a waterfall, not, but after a rainfall, yes. And with regard to the question, I don't really understand the question. I've seen many, 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 many thunderstorms and many rains and many, and I've only seen a handful of rainbows in my life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it that there's even less rainbows, right? It's not like so difficult. There's thousands of, hundreds of times probably that it rained, and how many times was a rainbow? So it may be a natural phenomenon, but the natural phenomenon doesn't usually happen. It's very, very unique that it happens. I mean, when it does happen, that's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing you. You could have made it that it's cloudy and the sun's not out and you don't have the refraction light. B'chula b'chula. Arecha mitkufasa. We are going to make the bracha. The chatchila, you should make it early in the morning. Arecha majus melech. The ma'aseh, we don't do it at nates. We wait till first after davening. The minig olam is, and then we do it. You should lechatchila do it ad shalei shoyis, b'diavad ad chatzois. The after chatzois is not pashut mivarech. For chatzois, if it's cloudy, then if it's nicker, it sounds like there is makom to make it. If it's nicker behind the clouds, if you mamish can't see it, then you should get a helicopter. Can't miss that once every 28 years. On the mazalis and the kechavim says Aruch HaShulchan, we don't really know what these are, and therefore the minhag ha'olam is that we do not mevarach. Siman Reish Lamed, this was talking about the yiratzon. A person should say yiratzon before he's like all the things that it says over here. Also going into a krach, v'mevarach, v'mispalel. The Aruch HaShulchan says not negev is manenu. We don't have these alilois that we're not choishish. However, you have nothing to lose out by davening. And also, Mishra Berurah says, Rav Hashulchan says, a person, the medaktim say, before you take medicine, you should say, Yiratzon Fanecha, Hashem Lekai, Shiz Gzeli Rafua. That's what my Rebbe was trying to teach me when he threw that kid's medicine into the garbage over his shoulder. And certainly one should do that. And I'm just going to end off with the quote, how the Aruch HaShulchan ends off Siman Reish Lamed. Kol Eshel Dover, Lo'oilam Yispal Odom Ala Otzid, V'Yivrakish Racham Elafonim Yizbarach, V'Yitin Hoidola Ovar, the daven always, before you're coming to do anything, before you're coming to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, afterwards, give hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that you do, every pula, taking a pill, taking daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to yeshiva, please give me siyata d'shmaya that I should be able to understand what I'm learning. You're going, whatever it is, the person should daven, that's what it's all about. A greisa yasher koyach to the olam for this man. Thank you, everybody who stayed to the end of this month, those that weren't able to, but the Pilpul Chavirim and the Hasmada and the Tzav, Limud B'Tzavta is something that shouldn't be taken for granted, and a great Yashar Koyach to everybody, and Beis Hashem, next. L'man Nechdal Me'oshik Yodenu, we say in Ne'ilo, the beginning of Ketzim Avarachim, it's Hashem, next winter's month, starts off, a person doesn't make a bracha, so it's Kilo Goizel, Knesset Yisrael. So it's a smichus of Yom Kippur to Kesem Avarachim, Bez Hashem, we should be Zeichet to learn Kesem Avarachim, the Baris Gufa Ben Harim Aliyah.